Chapter 4. Hoppy and Russell. My room at kindergarten is named Room 9. I have two bestest friends in that place. One of them has the name of Lucille sits right exactly next to me. She has a red chair and also little red fingernails, which are very glossy. My other bestest friend is named Grace. Me and that Grace sit together on the school bus, except for not today. We didn't. Because today Grandpa Miller drove me. Then he walked to room 9 with me. And he waved at my teacher. Her name is Mrs. She has another name too, but I just like Mrs. and that's all. When I first walked into my room, Lucille was looking at that Grace's brand new shoes. And their name was Pink High Tops. Hey Grace, those new shoes look very beautiful. I knew, I said, but that dumb Grace didn't even say thank you to me. Grace is angry at you, said Lucille. She said that she rode the bus today and you weren't even there to say her seat. And she had to sit next to an icky kid. Right, Grace? Grace bobbed her head up and down. Yes, only I couldn't help it. Grace, I said, that's because I stayed at my Grandpa Miller's all night and there's no bus at that.
After that, we had to sit down and do because Lucille kept on talking to me. That's why. Come on, Jimmy Bee, she said in her whispering voice. Tell me your special secret. I won't tell, I promise. Yes, only I can't, Lucille, I said, because no talking to the neighbor. Remember? Then Mrs. snapped her fingers at me. See, Lucille, I told you no talking to your neighbor. I hollered. Now I got snapped at. Just then a boy named Jim said, shh, to me. Shush yourself, you big fat Jim, I said back. After that, Mrs. stood next to me till I finished my work. Then I got all done and she collected it. That made me happy. Inside, because guess what comes after work? Something very fun. That's what. And it made a show and tell. Mrs. stood next to her desk. Who has something interesting to share with the class today? She said. Then my heart got very pumpy because I had the most special secret in the whole wide world. I raised my hand way high in the air. Ooh, ooh! I hollered real loud. Me, me, me! Mrs. shook her head at me. Because I'm not supposed to go, ooh, ooh, me, me, me. She called on William. He is a crybaby boy in my class. I can beat him up, I think. William? Said Mrs. Since you raised your hand so politely, you may go first. And so then Will carried the paper bag to the front of the room, and he took out a jar of two dead crickets. Except for Will didn't know they were dead. He just thought they were sleeping. Jump, Hoppy, jump, Rosel, said Willem. Then he tapped on the glass. Hey, wake up in there, he said. After that, Willem started shaking the jar all over the place, and he wouldn't stop. Wake up, I said. He shouted. Then Hoppy and Rosel started bawling all apart. And Mrs. had to take the jar away. That's when William starts crying. Oh no. And he had to go to the nurse's office to lie down. And so then I raised my hand way high in the air again, because guess what? My show and tell was way better than two dead crickets.